Thank you, President. We congratulate you on your presidency and the new director of the ISU, Pamela Moraga, on her appointment. We wish you every success and look forward to working with you. Additionally, we congratulate Nigeria and South Sudan on becoming the 111th and 112th states parties. As stated in this year's Mine Action Review report, global clearance of cluster munition contaminated area totaled almost 170.7 square kilometers in 2022, an increase of more than 12% and a new annual record. Whilst we celebrate this new record, it is important that we do not lose momentum and focus on what is needed to support states and territories to continue this effort, especially those which are not at the forefront of the news. We need to balance emergencies with long-standing commitments. Yesterday, we put a spotlight on Kosovo, where HALO has cleared more than 5,700 submunitions since operations began in 1999. HALO's tasks yet to be completed are 4 square kilometers, which is roughly the size of Central Park in New York. But for that, we need commitment by donors and funding is necessary. A limited amount of additional funding would mean that HALO could maintain its current capacity, continue clearance in line with the national strategy, and realize a cluster munition-free status in just a few short years. This is one example of many where cluster munition remnants can be cleared in a relatively short period of time and where the risk to civilians can be eliminated. To achieve this, we need political will and targeted donor support. Since 1990, HALO has cleared over 135,000 cluster munitions across the world, whether in Laos, Ukraine, or in any other programs where our colleagues work tirelessly to ensure civilian safety. Our sector requires the necessary funding to continue this and support Article 4 implementation. Every cluster munition remnant cleared makes life safer for the communities we work together to serve. Thank you.